Today's show is brought to you by LootCrate.com. Save 10% on any new subscription at trylootcrate.com/chickenduck. Enter promo code BRIDGE10 for 10% savings.
Loot Crate.
This is George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic.
Are you having a fucking stroke, bro? I
know, right? PCU. You never saw PCU? Yeah.
Oh, I love
Gutter
that
is a tool. That.
I have,
What's
John.
What's his name?
Not in 20 Jerry fucking
Bates.
Years.
Who the fuck is Gutter? I don't know.
John Favreau.
I'm picking his nose.
Check that mic. It doesn't sound like it's on.
Was Kim Parks supposed to be on today, too?
No, not Kim Parks. Kim Kavanaugh.
Where happened to her?
Well, this was like a last-minute decision that we were going to record today because Jimmy and I, actually, you guys.
No, it sounded like it was a last-minute decision to not record today. And then you reverted back some whatever, which, by the way, thank you for switching things around, whatever you did to make it possible.
I'm not sure if you guys realize how close to the end of Chicken Duck.
I went nuclear yesterday. Nuclear.
Episode 100 almost never happened.
Wow.
What?
All of this.
We're recording right now, right?
Oh, yes.
Let's find out why.
Well, do you want to start? Or
sure.
Hold on. I'm going to watch this guy real quick. He's going to eat 100 cheeseburgers.
You really feel like a big man now, don't you?
Just fucking man up like I did and say, fuck you, I'm not doing it.
I don't live and eat the rules, bitch.
Welcome back, everybody. Saturdays with Chicken Duck.
Chicken Duck.
Episode 100. I can't believe that. I can't believe that it's 100.
When I used to call my guy, I'd say, I want a hundo.
Whatever. Welcome back, everybody. No, I've already said that part, though.
It's okay.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, everyone. Saturdays with Chicken Duck, episode 100.
100.
How do you say 100 in Spanish?
New crate.
That's where I'm getting hung up.
Un hundo.
It doesn't matter. Welcome back, everybody. Saturdays with Chicken Duck, episode 100.
Oh, I know. Hundo.
Welcome back. Episode.
Hundo.
Hundo.
The guy that I used to call for my hundos was Spanish.
Oh, man. All right. Joining us this week is Johnny M.
Hello.
Jeff Loper.
Hey.
Ryan Vu.
Oh, threw me off. I was looking at this guy. Hi.
He's going around the circle.
He's
huh?
a special guest.
Yeah.
No. I was looking at Casey because you went that way.
Yeah.
But I know where you're going
Vu,
with that
be
now.
On the ready.
And Casey and myself are here, and we have a special guest. Kyle, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Great to be here.
Our listener, one of our
Patreons,
and
finally fucking gave us a dollar after.
I actually was gonna give you 15, and then
exactly
I could be on the
$1
show
more
really.
Than just about anybody else is paying us. So
yeah,
thank
if you
for
if
that.
You donate 15 like Kimmy does, you could actually be on the show every week because the reward is you can be on the show anytime
you want.
Kimmy puts in more money,
and you
than
can tell us
do.
What and you can tell us what to do and what to say because clearly. She owns us now.
Yeah.
She paid for our website.
It's complete.
Thank you, Kimmy.
We have a website.
that was where I was going.
Yeah, I
didn't
know
that.
Website.
Why?
Oh, my God.
So we can sell pens.
Right.
Yeah, they're flying off the shelves.
I said that same line last night.
We should get 2019 pens made up.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Those 2018
whole new
pens
rebranding
are no
now.
No good anymore.
Now that we're at 100, it's a new branding. Episode 101 is going to be.
Are you crowning the king of your?
Yeah, we got to get to why Chicken Duck almost didn't
okay.
make it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get into that.
So
what happened
yesterday? I'm doing my typical get the kid ready. We have a party for my mom's birthday last night at my aunt's house, and.
And for Jimmy's grandmother, it wasn't. It
and
was
for
a
my
split party.
Okay,
and
Casey is holding me responsible for this, like I fucking threw the party. So I call him earlier in the week and said, "Hey, bud, how you doing?" And he's pissed off because he's running around like an asshole and doing all kinds of work. And I said, "Do you need any help?" Knowing full well that it was the day before the party, and I wouldn't help him even if he asked me. So he gave me some shit. "Oh, thanks for asking. I could have used your help 3 weeks ago. I could," and I said, "What would you have asked me to do?" "Well, you could have helped me lay down this mulch." For a party for my grandmother at my aunt's house.
Well, everybody knows what makes a good party is the quality
mulch.
Of mulch.
In
dude,
the middle.
I mulch heavily any time my grandmother has a party.
Did you notice the mulch?
My wife's like, vacuum the living room. I'm, honey, I got a mulch.
You know what?
Here's the
this
killer.
This is actually funny.
Party started at 6:30 last night. What time did it get dark yesterday?
4.
I didn't see any mulch.
Five.
Did you? Did you see any mulch?
I didn't notice the mulch because you know, I had to walk through it. Someone parked a white Saturn.
Who? She walked through right
on the fucking
mulch.
Who?
Walkway. Like the walkway up to...
Wait, you were at the party?
Yeah, Sean.
Yeah, it was Sean.
And he parked on the walkway and...
Yeah, but he didn't park at the edge of the pool.
Around the side of the car and like... Now it's blocked because there's like...
It's blocked because there's a... Your front yard.
The old reverse stranger.
Anyway, we go over the other way. And we have to walk through the mulch. And the bushes and stuff.
See?
The little tiny
fresh
bushes.
Mulch.
And do you know
fresh
why
mulch.
You didn't see
probably
the mulch?
Still smelled like
but
shit.
I said to Trisha, I said, "Who's this fucking asshole that parks his fucking car here?" And
just one of Jimmy's relatives.
Make it a Mercedes. Don't put your Saturn here. Come on.
Do they even make Saturns anymore?
No.
No, they don't.
But that's what it was. I know the emblem. That was a Saturn.
So
really? They don't make Saturn?
No.
No.
No, that business went out. Yeah, the company went out of business.
So the reason that you didn't see the mulch, Jim, is because you came in the back door. Like no one was supposed to. The reason I did the light.
Only because I've been doing that for the past 15 years I've been going to that
Jimmy's
house.
Known for backdoor
entry. Wait. We got to back it up a second.
Yeah, he's upset with me. Because
right now in the story, we're getting to the point where you jokingly asked for help at last minute, knowing that you weren't going to help anyway, and he was like pissed because he could have used you to help spread mulch,
right.
Which never got spread to begin with.
No, I spread the mulch.
Absolutely spread the mulch.
But while everybody was inside partying.
So you're
weeks
openly
ago.
Mocking him right now.
Yeah. Okay, all right, so anyway.
That's what we do. It's our thing.
So he was pissed because he could have used you to your help with the mulch thing.
But he wouldn't have. All
right, so
I wouldn't
so then
have
what
helped
happened?
Him.
Why would Chicken Duck have been done?
So right. That I just needed to lead up because his attitude
right,
sucked.
Gotcha. Right.
So we got in the back door.
We got sidetracked
that's
by
where,
mulch.
Well,
so let's go.
Yeah. That we didn't even get to that. Yet. That only happened at the party. We didn't even get to the party yet.
Oh my god.
So yesterday
was what the party was.
No. Not yesterday. Thursday, yeah. You text everybody and said, "Oh, we have a little snafu here. We can't record till at least 3 or 4 on Sunday."
Right.
Yes.
Which no one could fucking do.
Okay.
So.
Which has happened
we
before.
We were just going to take 2 weeks off again.
Right.
And then I don't know if you text me or if I text you for yesterday.
I texted you.
Okay.
And I said, "I'll just bring the recorder and we'll record at the party."
Right.
Then you said, "Bring 4 mics." And I said, "No, I'm going to bring 2 mics." Actually, I was only going to bring 1 mic.
Yeah, 1 mic. Oh, Harry, you say something now. Harry, you say something
so
you
now. You're in a circle.
How the fuck would this have worked at that party last night?
We could have went into the sunroom. No one was in the sunroom. We could have sat
I was in the west wing
the
of the house.
Then they
could have
been
sunroom,
on the podcast.
Would there have been enough Wi-Fi in there?
Oh, yeah.
That's mesh.
Yeah.
He's got the whole house meshed up.
My first time there. It was very nice.
Yeah, I was there before.
This is at the mansion that Casey lives at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my aunt's. It's a lodge, Kyle.
So,
it's a lodge.
Yesterday, I said to Jimmy, he said, "I'm bringing 2 mics and the mixers, and that's it." I said, "I ask you for 1 favor, and that's to bring 4 mics and the mixers." Because I knew John was going to be there. He was going to be there. I was going to be there. And whoever else wanted to be on, so we could have 4 mics. And he goes right to, well, he called me, which I ignored his fucking call. And then
ooh,
that was it.
Yeah, that
was it for me.
Shit.
fucking DEFCON 5 or 1, whatever one's higher. Yeah. We were at it.
Did you let it? Did you let it ring?
Yeah, I let it ring the whole time.
Oh, because you knew. Because yeah. If you would have hit it, it would have went right there. You would be like,
five,
that motherfucker.
Five fucking rings, dude. Yeah. And I'm like, that caught, like, it was. We were texting each other within minutes of each other.
So he had his phone in his hand, absolutely.
So then
he goes, as soon as I didn't answer the call, then he texts me and said, I'll just bring everything to your house, and you can just decide what to do with it there.
Like I said, I want nothing to do with recording tonight. The more I sat and thought about it, it was a bad idea. But rather than admit that I had the idea.
Yeah, it was originally your idea.
Yeah.
So then I said, or I don't know how it ended up. I could actually just go back into the texts and read the actual text.
You could.
You guys could just bring the shit to my house, and then all you fuckers could drive to my place.
Let's get to the shit. what happened? Why did
Shells would go out of business?
Right?
What?
We just
let's
told
get
you.
To the point.
That was the
oh,
part.
We're getting
that,
there.
That's it? That's it?
That was
so anticlimactic.
It was over.
Yeah, it wasn't a very
was
great
two
story.
Okay.
We just told the story verbatim.
Yeah.
Loot crate.
What are you getting out of the text?
Go ahead and read it. Read it. I can see in your eyes that you need to read it.
Well, you're going back pretty
Jimmy
far.
Said, okay, I'm bringing a board and one mic. I need 6 AA batteries and an SD card, but we're not going to want to record. I said, please just bring 4. Yes, we will. I have batteries and an SD card. He said, I'll bring 2 mics. I'm not rerunning all the cords. I'm bringing Carter. I'm not going to have time to record. Board and 2 mics and cords. That's it. I said, you won't have to worry about Carter. I'm asking you one favor. Please bring 4 mics.
I seemed kind of worried about him, though, didn't I? He was on my fucking lap for half of the evening.
I saw a lot of Carter.
Yeah.
But you could have paid. I mean, with the amount of family that you had there.
They were all enjoying themselves. I wasn't going to pawn my kid off. Didn't you notice that nobody else had their child?
Casey told me that I was welcome to bring my kids, and I said, no fucking way.
All right, I'm not finished.
So but I appreciate the offer.
So if I wouldn't have brought my kid, they would have crucified me for that.
So then Jimmy texted me and said, I'll just bring, after I didn't answer, I'll just bring everything. You can do what you want. I'm not interested in recording tonight at my mom and grandmother's birthday party with a house full of people. I said, fine, just let it at your house. Just want to let you know, you're the one that originally suggested this.
Keep reading.
Like the podcast itself?
Yeah.
Keep reading.
You originally suggested the podcast itself.
Keep reading. Yeah.
Then he wrote, I never suggested bringing 100 feet of cord and 4 microphones. Why can't we just record earlier tomorrow, like at 11? I said, because you told everybody that it had to be at least 3 or 4. He said, well, I'm having lunch at Leesport at 1. I said, well, we can talk about it tonight. At the party, so
Kyle, you're having a good time. That's
oh yeah,
really interesting.
Can you read how I said Leesport, please?
Leesport, or Fleetwood,
right,
even.
Funny. This is boring.
Fuck you. You wanted to know how Chicken Duck almost ended, and that was it.
You originally asked the question.
I'm gonna say something here.
It was gonna end just how it started. Very anticlimactic.
I missed a joke last night that I had planned, and I forgot about it.
You wait.
Now,
wait.
Fucking prankster now?
Before?
In front of the mirror before you left the house.
I thought he meant like fucking Bam Margera or something.
I knew I was going to see Fred and Mary Lynn.
So before you left your house, you had a joke
going through
planned.
Skits.
He had note cards.
Running it past his kids.
I had
a kid sitting there. Now you play this role.
I forgot it. But and I had the perfect time, too. I thought about when I got home.
Forgot my note cards.
Mary Lynn was talking about how we grew up together and stuff, all this stuff, and making a goof on all of us and stuff. What I wanted to say was, ever in your life, would you imagine when we were little kids that one day Casey would be your brother-in-law? And I fucking missed it. The window's closed now.
Thank,
it's over.
Thank God for that.
But I don't know if I'll ever see them again.
Probably not. Well, I would hope that you would see them again at some point.
I hope so, too. No, I was hanging with
Mary
Lynn a
little
bit. Why
would you think that's a good idea to say that?
Because it's fucking funny as shit.
It is funny.
Dude, you're like 7, 8 years old.
All
of a sudden, now look at the world.
But all I think about is that, remember, you guys ever see that movie 4 Christmases with Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He goes to his mom's house, and it's his best friend is with his mom, whatever. And he's like, hey, buddy, let me get your gas money. And he's like, I don't need your fucking gas money.
I didn't see it.
Oh, You would relate. You'd be able to relate. Really.
I love
Vince. He only watches horrible movies. B movies, straight to video. Oh, was that straight to video?
Oh, it was. Oh, yeah, fucking awful.
It was a box office.
I made myself watch the entire thing. It was truly the super with Val Kilmer's body, but not his voice.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
it was fucking terrible.
How dare you?
Terrible.
Joe Pesci is the super.
I agree.
Louis Gritsky, give me the rent.
How do you remember that shit?
I'm wired different. I don't know.
Oh, you're wired different.
So, getting back to the party, you had a what happened with between you, you and Kevin's wife?
So, I get like socially overwhelmed with that many people that I know that
How do you think I felt?
Well, here's the here's the difference though. You didn't have to know all the I knew all of those people.
Okay.
Like, thought I knew most of them. Related to half of them. Haven't seen most of them in 20 years. Don't know what most of them look like. Or, like, some of them were nurses with my mom back when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So, like, there are all these people that I haven't seen. And
how are you socially overwhelmed? Did you just say that? You're, like, the most popular guy in town.
You just want to argue with everybody today? No, so... I forget what I was saying.
Kevin?
You were saying
people were just coming in, and I was like, oh, hey, I'm... Hugging. Kevin walks in, and I knew I recognized him, but I saw his
he's
wife.
He's been in this basement.
Right. But I saw his wife first. Like, she came in first, and then he was behind. She got a big hug and a kiss. She gave me a kiss back. Like, just, you know, a side kiss. Little, no tongue or anything. But it was just, it was fine. But I just immediately thought about, like, I said, shit, I just hugged that guy's wife, and I've never met her before. And we were out smoking about an hour later, and I said, hey, I just wanted to apologize for that hug. And
I was
said,
there for that.
I said, not really apologize. I'm not sorry for hugging you. I'm just sorry for, you know, awkwardly hugging you. And she's like, yeah, I mentioned to him that I'd never met you before, but I just gave some guy a hug and a kiss.
That's true. I saw that. She asked me what I did, and I told her. She's like, so basically, your life sucks. And I'm like, wow. She's like, yeah, I had a neighbor that worked there. And she's like, oh, he used to come home and lay in his hammock, and then,
big steel bar fell out of the heavens, killed him dead.
He'd just go to work, and he hated it. I'm like, I disagree. It's not that bad.
This is Jay Ray and Loop Dog from Politics with Dummies. Say hi.
Hello.
And we just want to congratulate Wednesdays with Chicken Hawk on their 100th episode.
I think it's called Saturdays with Chicken Duck.
Look, man, okay, that's cool. Don't correct me in front of people. It's an amazing accomplishment to get to 100 episodes. I hope someday we get that far, you know? And I just want to congratulate all the guys, Casey and Jim and all the other guys, I don't know your names, on your 100th episode of Thursdays with Chicken Fingers.
I still think it's Saturdays.
Go fuck yourself, motherfucker!
I wanted to bring this up. I was going to bring this up last week, but I know Jimmy wouldn't agree with me at all.
He always agrees.
No, what were we arguing about last week? That I said I know Jeff would agree with me.
Anything?
Something about rules?
Yeah.
God, my beer? Yeah, sure. Thanks.
I don't remember, but anyway. So there was another thing. We went to Florida for Thanksgiving. And now you all know that I fly several times a week for work. Every week.
You business constantly class. Remind us.
So hard. So hard of a job.
How could we forget?
When we went to Florida, we all had first class. Okay? So.
This is with my family you're talking about.
Yeah, right? With Barbara and Nanny.
I just like saying it.
So,
with my grandmother and
you
my
constantly
aunt.
Remind us.
You want to remind yourself that Casey is getting you a football for Christmas, just so you know.
So,
one, orange and blue.
So, on the way there, my bag was I'm allowed 70 pounds with the weight. Okay,
oh, well, we 70 we with go. A 2 pound limit extra.
No, I'm allowed 70 pounds, up to 70 pounds. Like everybody else that flies
you
that doesn't have the executive
for
flat.
Two more pounds, though.
Right, yeah, yeah. If you go over, yeah. So the first bag that I put on the scale in Pensacola coming home was, I think, 52.5 pounds. And the lady, oh, I'm sorry, you're going to have to take that 2.5 pounds out or I'm going to have to charge you. I said, I'm not taking anything out of my bags. I'm allowed 70 pounds. I'm executive platinum. And she said, oh, no, you have that wrong, sir. That's only if you're in first class that you're allowed 70 pounds. I said, no, I'm allowed 70 pounds because I'm executive platinum. It doesn't matter where I sit. I do this every week, sometimes 2-3 times a week, you know.
Did you say, do you know who I am?
Yeah. Do you know who the fuck I am?
Have you ever heard of Saturdays with Chicken Duck, bitch?
No, sir. Fucking cheer.
So I said, and then Barbara, like, it was started to panic. She takes the bag off, and she's, like, trying to take the – I'm like, zip the bag. We're not taking anything out of these bags. Because the next one was 60 pounds. Like, I really loaded mine, you know. And the lady's arguing with me.
What are you packing?
Lots of stuff, man. Took my discs with.
Oh my God. And how many times did you play?
Zero. You got to be prepared.
I thought you just wrote your address on
Yeah,
disc.
Can you just mail them back?
Roller skates. You never know when you're going to need them.
Can you just throw them out the window on your way home?
Should have just tossed them out of the plane.
Should land. So
that's a lot of mesh tank tops, bro.
So she just kept arguing with me. She's like, no, you don't know the rules, sir. I'm like, yeah, I do know the rules. I fly all the time. And I said, so I'm not going to stand here and argue with you. Please go get your supervisor.
How far away was my grandmother from you?
Oh, sitting right behind me. Oh,
sweet.
What were the people behind you waiting to their turn? Thinking, like, what the fuck, this guy?
How
many times did my grandmother say, sweet Jesus or sweet Mary, Mother of God?
No, she didn't. She was actually, you know.
Sedated.
No.
She had edibles.
She thought, you know, she said, if you know what you're talking about. You know,
no, dude, that's perfect, though. You do have executive platinum status or whatever. Fuck them. Stand your ground.
Do you have it done, right? Do you have the rule book on you?
You're executive platinum. You seem to be
throwing around
like
an awful lot of opinions.
I definitely know Jeff would do the same thing.
I like the thought. Or just, I wish I was there to see the woman say to you, Casey, you don't know the rules.
Listen, like, lady.
I don't live and eat the rules,
I
bitch.
Wrote those rules.
I don't fucking argue about something that I don't know is true. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit and argue about something I don't know.
I've always said I love arguing, especially when I know I'm right.
Yeah, yeah.
Based most of my life off of the opposite of
that. Just because that one's 2.5 pounds, you know, 52.5. I said, this one's 60 pounds. I'm not taking 10 fucking pounds out of this bag.
12 and a half.
Sorry, Ryan.
I'd love to know what you have in those bags.
So then, I had like a bunch of barber stuff.
Are you a drug mule,
stuff.
Casey? We want to know.
Easy.
His beard oils.
So,
yeah, beard oils.
Soaps. Handmade goat soap.
Yeah.
He had to bring a bunch of pins, too, just in case
foot,
he could sell
hemp rope in there. You never know.
How many 4-ounce samples of beard oil can you carry back with you in your beard oil bag?
So anyway, I said, just please go get your supervisor. I'm not going to stand here and argue with
you. Not with you, peon.
So she walked down the end of to the end of the line.
Don't you have like a badge you can check?
Yeah, I do actually have one. And it was on my fucking bag. But she
were you waving it around like a madman?
He pulls it out like a cop and just like flashes it real quick for the back of the car.
Yeah. Everybody do. Listen, look at this.
I have it on my luggage and on my backpack.
Should get it out.
But she didn't understand.
Blow it up
shirt.
And give him a
yeah.
shirt.
But she didn't understand the executive platinum rules. She thought that just because that you can only take 70 pounds if you're first class.
Yeah, so she went to get a manager or whatever.
So she walked down. I said, go get your supervisor. So the supervisor never came back with her, but the lady came back and said, oh, we're going to allow it this time. Yeah. I said, no, I want
to
let you know. If I come in here.
That
wasn't
good enough.
Yeah, she was
true.
That's not good enough, Jim.
That's not good
enough, I said to her.
Admit you're wrong to me.
You're going to allow this every time.
Yeah, I said, I want to let you know if I come in here tomorrow with the bag that's.
Get on your knees and tell me you love me.
I'll be back here every day.
Yeah, I said, if I come back here tomorrow with a bag that's 69 pounds, you're going to fucking let me on.
You're going to take it, you're going to fucking like it. I'm an ex-backyard wrestler. I will kick your ass.
I'm gonna run this third leg down to Pensacola on every flight that I take for the next 6 years.
So They let us on with the bags, you know. They let us, and then we all got
reluctantly.
Yeah.
Where are you? Yelling?
It was a one time pass.
No, I wasn't yelling. I was keeping calm, cool, and collected.
6'2"
The pilots had to adjust the flight of the plane. The whole
one at a time here.
Were you as calm, cool, and collected as you were while you were yelling at me because people were coming in the back of your house last night?
No, I was more calm, cool. Last night, I was pissed.
Yelling at me.
You know what you missed last night?
I had already been in the house for 2 hours
coming
by
the
this
back
point.
Door, the Uber driver almost drove into his fucking kitchen to pick me up.
Had a little trouble turning around, almost hit the steps.
Sean was like in the middle of the driveway.
Yeah.
So I almost drove off the road to get.
So anyway, we got after the fucking whole bag situation, we
the
got
plane
upgraded.
Take off because it was overweight.
Yeah, it was overweight. Nah, we got upgraded to first class then anyway.
They upgraded you?
That's what executive platinum will get you, Kyle.
Jeez.
The only reason they did that.
And a can-do attitude.
Is because you have to be first class for 70 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't get upgraded until after we went through the
look up Jelly
the gate.
Bean Nose,
and then Jelly I filed two complaints Jelly against that lady. Also,
oh my god!
What did you do?
Fuck her!
Happy holidays to her and her family.
Two, not one. He's one person. He filed two complaints.
Her kids are getting
one
a couple
on Twitter
less presents this year.
Merry Christmas!
Yep. One on Twitter and one through their official complaint line on American Airlines site. There are rules, and I know them, and I follow them.
Are you really gonna do it?
You really feel like a big man now, don't you?
I feel like an executive platinum member, yeah.
I agree.
Getting what I deserve.
You put that executive platinum foot down.
Except for the fact that the complaint shit just doesn't ever work or do anything.
No, I mean, the only thing I got was an apology.
Should
you accept the apology this time? No.
But listen, that's why, like, some people would have, like, just dealt with it and complained.
Yeah.
And, like, no, that's why you deal with it in the moment.
Right.
Get it done right, and then don't complain. And then don't put in the complaint because it doesn't.
I know it doesn't matter, but I thought if I do file a complaint, maybe they'll say something down there and they'll actually read their fucking handbooks. And the next time an executive platinum comes through Pensacola, they won't have to deal with that fucking idiot.
Listen,
like
you're
that fucking bitch gave me the apple fritter from Taco Bell. Fuck you, bitch.
I would like.
Listen, carry that handbook with you.
Yeah. You should have asked her to produce her. I'd like to see.
Where's your handbook, ma'am?
Handbook.
I need to see some identification.
You're gonna stand there and have her.
Where's the executive
the
platinum
times?
Section? You could actually do that,
John.
Do
and
that.
I.
OSHA guys came to me at work the other day. They wanted to know things. And, yeah. Dude, you move me 2 inches closer.
Bring your chair closer, then,
you're,
John.
You're back here like this.
Yeah, you gotta get. You gotta
John,
fucking suck that.
John was just
dick.
Telling me that I should look this Jelly Bean Nose up.
Yeah, I don't see the hot pink one. That's your best one.
And as I got there, he said,
"Well, they're all good."
She's just a hot dancer. What are you watching at work? Is this
Jelly Bean
you're watching at work?
Dude, sometimes you know, you get tired of whatever you're
do
watching.
You take
Ray Donovan.
Do you take Adderall at all or anything?
No.
You can't tell me that you watch Ray Donovan and then you watch Jelly
like
Bean
pills.
Nose the same in the same shift.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I never liked pills.
Well,
pills were never.
He doesn't like the pills that help him focus.
I like it all.
Get back over here to Jelly Bean
Nose.
Dreamcatcher's
not bad.
You know specific videos of Jelly
Bean
Nose.
You're sitting here telling me to look for the hot pink. I can't find it, but that's what he wanted.
Hey, speaking of YouTube, let me just tell you that.
I watch a lot of YouTube. I watch a lot of Joe Rogan podcasts.
Yes, I was just going to say, I don't really listen to our podcast that we record, but I cannot
what
stop.
What in the flying hell are you doing watching this shit?
Really
John.
Wish I could see it.
It's
should have showed up earlier. You got a better seat.
You're not missing much.
No, that's not
this
her
girl
best
probably
half,
also has a million views.
Oh yeah,
John wants you to know that this isn't her best video.
It's not her best.
Now, if only we had a hot chick who was pretending to eat 100 burgers.
Do you eat it?
Yeah, the guy was standing next to her. That'd be great.
Do you?
Yeah,
you don't listen to our podcast. You know what? Let's do Bill Burr. Because he's fucking angry as shit.
Oh, yeah.
And
no.
Just like you,
no,
man.
Yeah.
He fucking hammers it down.
We would have the same comment. If I was a stand up, it would be the same freaking comment.
Bill Burr
no.
is the best.
Of course.
What's wrong?
Just my kid's probably not sleeping, but he might still be.
He was sleeping.
It's right at the top of the stairs, Kyle. To the
Monday
there,
morning.
Across the hall.
Monday morning podcast.
But yeah, I can't stop watching Joe Rogan shit.
Oh, you watch it? Like the clips or the whole show?
Both.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I watch a lot of clips, and if it's a particular guest that I'm really into, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to put the show on, and I'll, like, it's like they're, like, 3 hours long.
Yeah,
though,
yeah.
Did you see the playing one in the with, background while I'm playing video games or something.
Did you see the one with Tom Segura, Ari, and what's the other guy's name? They did the October. Did you see that? Where
no,
they got fucking...
I remember
Bert Kreischer.
Talking about how they were, like, freaking
dude,
out.
Dude, it was fucking... Was they were drunk. So yeah. drunk. And then, like, by the end... that one was over 4 hours. And by the end of it, they were all talking about that, like, if they were stranded, who was going to... How they were going to kill Joe Rogan because they were...
The they,
yeah,
the
well, because they were all... They would all be afraid that he would kill them. Instead, yeah. You know? And so they were like, how would we do it? And then they'd say... Bert goes, hey, so Joe, can you tell us what THC does to you? And then, like, they went into the whole, because he just rambles about, like, shit that nobody's ever heard of, you know what I mean? And then they're like, and then Ari will sneak up behind him while he's talking about it, slit his throat.
Yeah, he said on one of his ones after that he went back to watch it because he didn't realize how drunk he was until he watched it. He was like, fuck, dude.
I listened
smashed.
To the whole thing, and by the end of it, he was slurring his fucking yeah. words.
Well, I watched one. It was after that, whatever, but I forget who was on, but they were talking at one point. he was talking about headbands. The one guy showed like old school like sweatband, like with your head, and they had showed wrist ones. And Joe Rogan's like, What are those called? The ones you put on your wrist, the bands on your wrist. And it's like wristbands. It's like no. They're like headbands for your wrists.
You know what I never did?
What'd you never?
I never wrote down all the names for the. We're supposed to have the giveaway today.
That's what I mean. I thought you had all kinds of shit. Like, don't we have? Yeah. We have the.
Yeah, I have to present Kyle with
the
belt.
Grand
championship belt.
He Kyle was the winner of the No Phony Podcast Network Just Say November Challenge.
What's that?
He's a yes.
Something
man.
That
he's a yes
were,
man over there.
Something that you were involved with, Ryan.
What's right. the November thing?
Okay, so we were supposed to not do any drugs or alcohol during.
You
the
participated
month.
By default.
I should have won that. I haven't done it in like
you also
months.
Had to, you also had to walk.
Yeah, you didn't do any steps. So Jimmy
you
tapped
didn't
out.
Know about this?
I would have won, but the Fitbit I was
yeah,
using.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's right. I remember I remember the walking part. Yeah.
I didn't make it.
Kyle
would have
had way more steps than you.
Jimmy didn't make it 6 hours and 10 minutes into the challenge.
I thought we weren't going to do it because your wife's a cheater, Jim.
Well, she wasn't in the challenge. Wow. Don't worry.
I actually wish she was in the challenge because, like,
it would have been
anyone
close.
Not comply to the rules besides me.
I lasted until the 16th, Kyle.
I lasted with the rules.
Yeah, and then
Rue lasted with the rules. He just didn't walk a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
My cousin Carrot.
I've been following the
Cara
rules.
Carrot had like
152,000,
yeah, but she also told me that she had a glass of
that
wine
was on
like
her
the third day of the challenge, but didn't
Casey
drink anymore.
When he offered it to me, he said, come on, do it for the podcast. It'll be fun. I said, nope.
Was my
absolutely no.
I believe so, yeah.
You would have known.
No.
You would have heard.
He's like, no, he was in the living room watching TV.
He would have been like, hey, who the fuck are you?
I don't think so.
He's still in the box.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Do I get to keep the bag?
You got to do like how The Rock does it.
Whoa.
Wow. That's where all the money you keep giving us goes.
Dude, you know, you
bought yourself a belt.
We got to get a
it's
picture.
It's funny because this belt actually cost me like $300.
Yeah, he went and bought a fucking Fitbit the day before the challenge. Right?
Yeah, the most expensive one.
We got to have a picture with you wearing that against these nice tapestries.
I'm going to wear this to work.
Now you have to give that back next week, though.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what I wanted to talk about. That's
a pretty nice belt.
You can hang it up, yeah.
Or throw over your shoulder, stand up on a chair, and yell at us.
Do you, there's really a fucking no pot.
No phony podcast.
No, there's a fucking no...
No drugs, no alcohol.
What's
and then
with
you got
the pot?
Fitness.
What's the pot leaf and what else?
Just a
heroin needle.
Because besides smoking pot, that's what we do. Yeah.
Oh.
Barbara goes, who does heroin?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I hope nobody.
I'm sorry.
And there's no one giving up heroin.
If that's the case.
I've never done that.
If that's the case, I only made it 4 hours.
Are the badges right on this, or did you?
No, the actual they're wrong. That's not what I ordered. I wanted this one over here. Like I wanted everything opposite, but I tried to fucking change it too, and I couldn't
change it.
Notice
it doesn't
say
anything about cocaine on there, because otherwise, how are people going to keep walking?
It does feel very high quality, though.
It looks nice.
And if it had cocaine on it, it would be at least a little more accurate.
I thought we agreed that cocaine wasn't part of the...
So, that's what I wanted to ask you, Kyle. Are you going to put the belt up for a challenge before next November?
Oh, yeah. Like, any challenge, yeah.
Maybe we could do like a step challenge, a monthly step challenge, but I could still smoke weed.
Whatever you
do
need to do.
Seinfeld challenge.
No, I'm out.
I'm out already. I was out before it got here.
Just thinking about that.
All right.
How do you think I drive down here for an hour every time?
That was the gift that I sent Casey at 6:30 that morning.
I wouldn't make it either. Yeah.
So congratulations, Kyle, the champion.
Very nice.
But don't worry.
I did. This was a lot of work.
I know it was.
What was your total step count? Do you know?
Kyle had, I think, 656,000 steps.
Oh, that's his dog.
That's all you got.
I'll tell you, I would have never had that many had it not been from that Australian guy that pissed me off.
Beige. Yeah, he's a dog trainer, and Kyle fucking snapped on him. He's like, this is fucking bullshit.
He had like 38,000 steps to one day, and I'm like, I'm busting my ass, and I know what I'm doing. And I was like, there's no way.
You're shaking the shit out of that Fitbit, weren't you?
I was like, maybe, but then he was real nice to me when he, at least he admitted he drank.
Yeah.
He was cool. Then he was like, oh, I hope he wins. Why? Because he fucking knew you were
cheating. I caught you, motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm like, there's
like
no
that
way,
woman at
dude.
The airport. Like, just this one time, we'll let it go.
I didn't know any of this drama was unfolding.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, Beige did an update for 15 days, though, I guess.
After that, he drank.
He
felt guilty.
But, yeah, Kyle ended up with 655,000. Beige had 574. I had 368,000. And once Kyle was like 100,000 steps ahead of me, I was like, fuck it, I'm smoking a joint.
Well, yeah, and I'm. I probably would have too if I would have fucked it, I'm out. But no, man, I was walking everywhere. I texted Casey and I was like, I'm walking to Burger King. Okay. I fucking walked from my house to Burger King.
You're walking from Chestnut Street down to Bellevue Avenue to Burger King? That's commitment, brother.
It is, right?
I used to live across the street. I'm sure you didn't live there then, but.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
I know where you're at. Yeah.
He lived there, though.
Oh, did you?
Really?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
I've been there almost 20 years. Almost. Yeah.
It would have been 20 years ago.
Yeah.
He lives directly across the street from Jan.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, during the challenge, he fucking texted me and said that he walked to Burger King and back. From there.
Wait, where's the Burger King?
On 5th Street?
5th Street,
down Bellevue.
What?
Yeah. That wasn't the only time. I would walk to...
You're like, lunch is in 3 hours. I better start going now.
When I lost all that weight a couple of years ago, I walked from our shop to Bob Fisher.
That was like three miles.
Must
have been there.
And that's what did it. Then you was like, never again?
No, the reason I didn't do that again was the bridge.
I didn't need a car anymore. I got picked my car up.
The bridge right at like Wawa and 161.
Oh, right, yeah.
Before Bob Fisher.
Yeah.
There's no sidewalk or what's the shoulder?
Shoulder, yeah.
So you're taking your life in your fucking hands, you know what I mean? So that was, but I picked my car up and Scotty's there and I'm all fucking sweaty and my backpack and shit. He's like, are you okay?
You have a backpack?
Well,
like, I would love to see
this was like
backpack.
5 years ago, man.
Well,
what you doing back now?
The other day when it snowed, right? Like, what is it, 2 weeks ago
What's
or something?
Behind me?
I don't know. He's doing paperwork.
It snowed?
He's doing
so
paperwork. Do I got to sign something for this building?
I don't.
A pen.
When did it snow?
Pen.
What do you need a pen for?
Loot crate.
Another thing, too, like, the reason I pretty much was easy for me to get all the steps is because, like, I walk 20,000 steps to work every day. So,
yeah,
if you have
a
desk job, yeah. But no, but most of those steps are coming straight from work. Like, yeah, I walk at night, but when I was doing it in the beginning, I didn't need to because no one was near me. Like,
right.
Dude,
and then this guy.
Like 20 years.
Fucking John.
That conversation was like
I think so.
6 minutes ago.
When did I move? He should have been. Well, have I been there 3 years? You lived in the market.
He's all like, no, wait a minute. So 2.5 pounds over was your bag?
Right next to Marcus's parents.
Right next on to the Marcus left of Marcus's.
Yeah. It was on the corner.
It's not
on the corner.
One house in from the corner.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was my brother's house.
Loud noises.
Yeah, that's weird. I think power
station. I pooped
the hammer.
I think I moved in there when I was. Nah, it hasn't quite been 20 years. I moved in there when I was like 23. I'll be 40 this year, so it's like almost.
This is why it would have been a good idea to only have two mics.
People would be fighting for the
mic.
There
was like 50 or 60 people in the house last night.
They could have
like,
all been on the podcast.
Hey, did you bring 50 mics?
Got your pick, Johnny.
Jim, he asked you,
you got
one
that
paper.
That worked for me just
you
fine.
You can share it with a group if you like.
Hey, Ben Roethlisberger has never won in Oakland.
Just fine.
Well, while you do that, since I got this, I brought a present for you guys that I did for your 100th episode. This was like the first thing I was going to do, and I'm like, I don't like that. So
Kyle made us something for our 100th episode. Yay. We're being presented. Right?
That's why I wanted to know how many hours I was listening, because like I listened to like 1 through 100 again. And
again?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, because when I was walking and when I was drawing, that's all I did was listen to the freaking chicken.
Poor amazing. Fucking brains didn't leak right out of your ears.
Well, the early ones are great with Jimbo. I mean,
go ahead and open it. Two hands, how many fucking episodes I've ever listened to? How about you, Jeff? I know you don't listen either.
I've listened to a couple.
I was listening to all of them up until
I just taped it
3 weeks ago when Casey stopped giving them to me.
Oh
my God!
Whoa!
Oh my God! It's fucking amazing. Oh my God, is that amazing?
My favorite is Jeff. He's got his fucking shell shirt.
That is
Boots
in
the Raiders.
Look at Boo in the Raiders.
Look at Johnny M, dude.
The Duff Man,
That is the Duff Man.
That is amazing.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
That's
man.
Like.
I'm gonna get a picture of that.
Look at Jimbo.
Yeah, did you see the little Easter egg here?
Boo's got his shirt on right now. Boo's got that shirt on right now.
Punjab. Look at
that. We got Jimbo.
Oh
on
my
his,
God, this is fantastic.
What is Jimbo on? What's he standing on?
A Luann coconut oil box.
Oh, yes!
Dude, that is fucking awesome, man. Thank you, dude.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Dude, you did that?
Yeah.
Dude, that's amazing.
Yeah, it took a long time, too, because I drew it, then I outline it, and then you color Copen Market and colored pencil. That's all colored pencil.
We'll take a picture of that and post it for
everybody. I'm taking a picture of that for myself. That's
fucking awesome.
Yeah. Dude, Jeff's came out great. Like, in that plane, I was like, man, this one looks so sweet. My wife actually did the lettering.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she does the lettering. And that's funny, Boo. You wear your Raiders shirt.
Yeah, yep.
And I put you in a Raiders. I didn't know much about you. And Casey's like, I'm like asking him, like, about everybody, like, like, what does Vu do? He's like, oh, he's a good dad, and he always takes care of his kid. I'm like, that doesn't really give me a good character ideas. Like,
shirt just sells on it. It's awesome.
Is it really?
I wanted to actually. I wish I could have made it bigger because I wanted to put the shells. The sign in the distance.
I like how you put the 52 on the jersey.
Facebook.
Yeah. I noticed that right away.
Drive. I'll have to screenshot it and send it.
Jimmy looks like he could live next door to Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
That is Peter. That is actually Peter Griffin's body I copied. Yeah.
He's gonna make his pants green.
I didn't want to do green because the background is gonna be green.
No, just like with the Peter Griffin thing.
Right.
It's fantastic.
But Casey again didn't give me any good ideas. I'm like, what does Jimmy do? Like, what, you know, he's like, he plays video games.
Nothing
I'm like,
he
that's
would
not
say
a character.
Would be appropriate for you to.
Right.
But I use. Yeah, yeah. Any,
but.
It's hilarious that you're wearing, like, the jersey right now.
It's Sunday. It's football Sunday.
Yeah, I think Jeff's is my favorite. Because I was like, this plane is awesome. I'm like, it looks great with this. So I drew.
How do you make this? Do you make
I drew this? It. Well, actually, the first one I did was like.
What product are you using to make?
What do you mean, product?
Pencil.
Pencils?
Well, I don't know if you painted it. Or
no, I actually.
You said it was colored pencils.
Yeah, yeah. It's.
Crayons.
I use.
Crayola.
Yeah, all of it's colored penciled, even like the sky and like the everything. It's colored pencil.
In my hand.
That's impressive, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like Paul from the alien Paul from.
If you look real close at Jimbo's wrist.
Oh, is he a poor bracelet?
Yeah, but it's a bracelet and it has something hanging off it. It's poor. It's poor.
But I love that he's standing on like a soapbox, but it's a coconut oil soapbox. Yeah.
Jimbo's wearing a poor bracelet and Aldo shoes. You guys remember the Aldo shoes?
Oh, yeah, you're
all.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Only Vu, I think, and Vu and Jimbo are wearing Aldos.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like 20 hours worth of work right there. Dude, because like the color pencils
in comparison to our other chicken duck.
Well, that I wanted to give you guys a better chicken duck. I was like, well, first off, they stole that tune, chicken though. Duck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, I was happy with it. My wife was impressed too. I was happy with it. I love the little bratsy.
Yeah. I wonder if we can make a copy of it, yes. So everybody can have one.
I was actually going to do that. I was going to take it and see if I could get. I didn't know if y'all would want one or not. I didn't like how the banner came out.
I'm taking a picture of that with my phone before I leave here. And I'm showing every single person I come across for the next month.
That's unbelievable. And creepy little Mexican things hanging. They're still there. I don't like them.
This is not looking.
Yeah, John turned their backs so they're not looking at.
Looking at me, they freak me out. I don't like dolls.
Just gonna pick a name.
How many entries we have? Do you have both screenshots?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we've been gone for like almost 2 hours. So
are we gonna pick a name out of a hat?
We have.
Yeah, it's 12:03.
Why is my wife in there?
We're going for an hour.
Oh yeah, we were. I'm sorry. I thought we were at 10:00.
So, all right, am I doing it?
Sorry about that.
Ready to go?
Yeah. Well, we're gonna do this for. Will this be for the number one prize or number two or three? Number three prize, right?
Number three. Start with three.
Start with three.
I really wish my wife would have entered her name. Go, ready?
The runner up. Oh, Kyle. Just want to let you know. Since you're here on the podcast, you can't.
His name's in the list.
I know you've only been waiting.
You can buy. You can have all three of the games.
Oh, I know. I can't wait for this loot crate.
Spoiler
stuff.
Alert, it's all pins. It's just the amount of pins you get. It's
a drawer full of
box of pins. Well, I told him not to buy those pins. He didn't listen to me.
60 pins for first place.
Should've he did listened. Listen to me about the stickers, though. That was my idea. Oh, wow. Nice.
It's going to cost you $8.
That'll be $10.
Now you're in debt to Casey, Kyle.
Hey, standard size post-step.
Since you did that, you came today, just PayPal him $7.
Give me $1 discount.
All right. I'm doing a name randomizer for the third place.
Number three.
What's the
prize?
It will be a loot crate box.
Random shit. Oh,
random
right,
stuff.
I got. That's
right. That's right. There's some
now.
Cool stuff in there.
I'm disappointed. Harry's not on this list.
No.
Nobody.
So how did people get on this list? How did they?
Well, for the last, like, I don't know, 15 episodes or so, I've been saying to go to chickenduckpod.com to sign up for the.
And these people all did that?
Yeah.
My wife did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't very
hard. She just told me today that she doesn't listen to my stupid podcast.
Jenny Loper.
Well, you know what? I posted it on Facebook, though, too.
But
so.
Still, she makes it look like she don't give a shit about me in my life. I tried to tell her about something funny I saw on YouTube or whatever, a skit, whatever, from Saturday Night Live, and she was like, I don't give a shit. Stop telling me.
Come on, dude. Jim Sharkey.
Number three. Third place is Jim Sharkey.
Come on down.
All right. So he'll be winning a box of shit. No, we have not really a box of shit.
Not literally.
We have to pay.
We have to pay shipping
to Texas on a box of nonsense that you don't want.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, I'll pick some good stuff for Jim Sharkey.
Okay.
Box of nonsense.
maybe right. probably get a pin.
Oh, so you actually haven't determined what's going in the
no,
presents
no,
yet.
That
that's
hasn't
fucked
been,
up.
Wow. That hasn't been
right?
determined
that's
until...
You should have probably like determined the gifts before
like
you
fraud.
Do the winner's
game. Rig it up
oh, no, this is definitely...
Prize fraud.
Oh, no,
Bob Barker's
going to
show up
rigged.
One day with a big
I mean,
check and beat you with it.
You've only had like 4 months to do this.
Yeah, the people that... of course that I know are going to get the better stuff.
He would have been able to do it, Kyle, if someone would have helped him with his mulch, okay?
I'm sure he was pissed about that mulch. It was like 80 yards
no,
of mulch.
No, I realized after that it's not your responsibility to help me get my house ready, so...
Right. Yeah,
I snapped, you made that bed.
When was it your house?
At me too.
You mean my aunt's house,
yeah.
But I understand.
Yeah.
Right. I live there.
I understand that too.
So
I live with that fact every day of my life.
He yelled at me for joking around.
Despite of you.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to apologize. Sorry I blew up on you guys.
All right. We got to get going.
Sorry
here,
about
man.
That.
We got to.
All right, number two.
We got more shit to give away. What's
number two?
What present is this?
Loot crate.
What another?
another
loot crate
box.
Another loot
whatever's
crate
not in the
box.
Third.
This is the worst giveaway I've ever heard.
No,
of.
Oh, oh, you also get a chicken duck pin, and a couple stickers.
Sir Jim Sharkey didn't get any of that though. No,
he has stickers. I don't know if he has a pin or not. He might have bought a pin actually already. I think he did. Yeah, so
maybe they should each get a pin.
Yeah,
we have a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you have enough.
Yeah.
Start sprinkling them out to 61.
Just use them for
what
packing
the hell
peanuts.
Is this?
All right. So for the second place prize that we haven't determined what it is.
They might get a Cape Fear poster.
Oh, the Cape Fear poster.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Maybe. All right. Undecided.
This is a big one.
Depends who it is.
So fucked up. All right. George Miller.
George Miller. Tattoo
also
artist
in
George
Texas.
Miller. Is he?
I believe so.
Since when?
Somewhere out west, I think.
I thought he was tattooing up right by your house. At what's the Italian place there? And that tattoo place? Is that still
no,
there?
That's, that no, that hasn't been there in well, 10 well, years.
Carini's, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's tattooing at Carini's. I don't think so.
Very good food. They make their
got
own
a free
bread.
Side of garlic. Not
yeah, it's it seems to me that it's
Austin,
been going downhill
Texas.
Though.
Oh, okay.
I
so we're
know.
Shipping two.
I just got a bowl.
How long we been here, by the way? How long have we been recording?
About an hour and 10 minutes.
Hour and 10 minutes.
Do you think?
Well,
that's
dude, he stopped drinking at 5 a.m.
Jesus,
and then was up for this.
Do you think that they could meet at the same place and pick their boxes up together and save us
ship
some money.
Them together?
That's so George Miller will send you a box of Loot Crate material.
Loot Crate.
Second place.
I was actually looking for the Loot Crate is a sponsor of ours. And
I like how you say that. Like they know that. Like if you went up to them and told them that, they probably had no clue. Oh.
They would stop immediately. Yeah, no, yeah. We sponsor what?
They're like, oh, how do we unsubscribe from you?
Oh, that was a mistake. We're sorry. Won't happen again.
We've been fired from our free sponsor.
Oh, here it is. If you go to lootcrate.com and enter promo code BRIDGE10, you'll get 10% off.
That's not okay. That, so that's what we're. That's what George won.
Yeah, he won.
No,
he won a coupon code.
Yeah. A coupon code.
A coupon
promo code.
I hope you enjoy your coupon, George.
No. You'll get one every month for the next 6 months.
Why didn't you just ask them to put a box together for you for this for free?
Well, I mean, when
they
I
don't say, know yeah. that we're using
it's like through this affiliate program, you know, like they don't
a third
worry.
Party.
Yeah,
I got a couple of AOL CDs I've been meaning to
give out. 3 hours of AOL.
Yeah, 30
you
hour.
You could probably
discs.
Donate those to a museum or something.
Probably. All right. Well,
Danny.
Number one.
So, number one. This is the big one.
Predator poster.
Poster. Matrix poster.
Ooh.
Chicken duck shirt. A pin. I have four things, but I only
probably
need three
some
things.
Stuff from either of the loot crate boxes.
I know.
I should also get a copy of this awesome freaking thing.
Poster,
right
yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely something to have on the list.
All right.
So and?
And a naked picture
chicken
of
chicken duck
L.
koozies. Koozies.
We don't have koozies.
We can
he's
make
just,
fucking
he's just
koozies.
Calling
yes.
out what he would like us
oh.
to have with our name on it.
Yeah, none of that, except for the shirt.
I think the koozies would have
like,
been
like
a better sell than the pins.
We all agree, Kyle. Anything would have been. Anything. So, Temporary tattoos? Chicken duck tattoos?
Oh, that's a good idea,
yeah,
too.
Temporary. That we have to
for
keep
the kids.
Them.
I'm only one person. I can only think of so many fucking things.
All right. I got it. We got to get going here. I'm going to miss the old Christina's Christmas lunch.
Oh, boy.
Can't miss it.
All right. So, here it is. Number one.
For the big one.
Oh, Amanda Miles. She's from
Miles and Crawford.
All right.
Nice.
Podcast.
Nice.
Congratulations, Amanda.
No.
Yeah, it's a good podcast.
I know where you're at, Jeff. Leave it there.
Congratulations, Amanda, on your
poster,
pin, and
hope you have some wall space.
There you have it, big winner, Amanda Miles, Matrix poster and T-shirt, and some other things. I know I had some other things on the list. I just gotta look at, see what.
Whatever else is in the drawer.
Yeah, whatever else I can find that I don't want. Trying to clean up around the house.
That's what my sister used to do for Christmas for
bags
like 15 years.
Bags
I'd be
sand.
Like, what is this?
Why is there a screwdriver in there?
I got my Christmas present already. Casey brought me beer today. He picked me up and he brought me beer. Like, usually it's me taking beer out of the house, not beer coming in. But
all right. Had a little left, Bill.
A half-open advent calendar.
Yeah.
Did you bring the leftover Jameson here?
You finished it.
I had two cups. Two little cups of
two
it.
Two little.
Hold on, I thought
cups.
You weren't drinking.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't he say that on 99?
Yeah,
because he's
going to
give him the month
that.
Off.
He's like, oh, I'm
next
definitely,
month. Yeah.
Definitely taking
it. I do it on my own terms.
Yeah, December. That's the month.
I do.
Because that's, Jeff, last week on number 99, Jimmy said that he wasn't going to be drinking the month of December. And I said, why? He said, oh, because I give myself a month, usually a month to clean up, you know. And I said, well, that's what the Just Say November challenge was for. I do it on my own terms.
I do. And I wasn't ready to start.
And I guess you're still not.
No.
You made it, well, you made it to
the 8th. 8 days.
You made it further this
next
month.
Next time. Just fucking man up like I did and say, fuck you, I'm not doing it. I want no parts of your bullshit.
Yeah, you won't get this sweet belt, though, then.
Will you accept, could I win that maybe in a disc golf?
Now he wants to put up walking 600,000 steps to a round of disc golf.
Dude, that's a lot of fucking steps. I walk pretty fucking hard.
Yeah, it's a lot.
What do you do, man? How do you get to walk so much?
Dude.
Methamphetamine.
Well, I work
mostly.
A lot of speed.
He works at Deca.
Hell of a driver.
I work at Deca. And,
Deca,
all right. Yeah,
my
so.
Cousin works there. I worked there for a short time. A2.
A2, yeah.
Enveloping.
I work in the great S1 building.
S1? Oh, you're making big time shit then.
And I'm in like the worst department, the forming.
Yeah, well, S1's forming big time shit though, right?
Specialty division, yeah. Big
I have
quality.
To take him home.
Good luck.
But now, like.
That's fucking.
We're conversating. I know. This is what it's all about.
288 miles.
What?
650,000 steps.
And, yeah, but like I said to Casey, I'm like, these Fitbits are bullshit. I'm like, it's anytime you move your arm. I'm like, these things should be attached to your legs because they walk. You walk.
Yeah. I mean, you really have to.
You could just tap your foot, too.
You really have to swing your arm, though. It's not like every like just picking up your arm. You know what I mean? You really have to.
It's any arm movement.
I was watching TV like this.
I got two of them.
But no, I'm like, I said, because it was weird. I would track it on the treadmill, like to see how many steps I would get out of an hour on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And I would get like more steps walking outside than on the treadmill. Which was weird to me. I didn't.
Well, really do you ever hold on to the sides of the treadmill?
No. I'm there like
it's not,
this.
It's
working.
Not linked to GPS or anything, is it? The bracelet.
Yeah, you know what?
So
though?
Maybe that's
the
what
one I bought
are.
Was
yeah,
the
absolutely
GPS.
Are.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it really uses. It tries to see
that's
how much
why
distance
just,
that you've traveled,
that's
not
what
necessarily
I,
moving of
yeah.
it.
I get in my car and put it in neutral and coast down.
Put it on the windshield wipers.
I attach mine to the city bus. I'm still getting walks right now.
And the one I bought.
Everybody thinks you're making left turns.
I think it also doesn't. It tracks your heartbeat too. So like, it doesn't. If you're, you know, if you don't have it on, you won't get steps.
Right.
Like
right,
if you're like swinging it around, because it tracks your heartbeat too, and it's like.
I see. Yeah.
What if you're fucking rocking some U porn or something? Does it show that?
Yeah.
The Fitbit I had.
What? I'm not a lefty, though. I'm a righty.
My wrist would vibrate constantly.
Yes. Oh, my God. You have 5,000 steps in 10 minutes.
Is Sunday the day that you charge your Fitbit?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wrap us up. Jimmy said we're done.
I got to go, man.
I know. Got to go eat.
Well, we'll lock up.
Stop poking the fucking bear.
You don't want to miss that next meal.
What the? What, what's with the Oregon hat?
John's actually poking the bear.
What's with the Oregon hat?
See, I travel a lot for work, Jim. I'm not sure if you knew that.
Oh, were you in Oregon?
Chip Kelly ruined the Eagles. You know that, right?
I bought that
you
Oregon
like Oregon
hat at the
so
Berkshire
much
Mall.
That you bought a hat to
sometimes
your
when
Oregon
I walk
trip.
Through the airport and I see a hat, I Ooh. Buy it.
Man, I love Oregon.
That's what happens when you're first class.
Commemorate
that's
right. this trip.
That's what happens when you have executive platinum money, buddy. You can just buy random fucking hats.
You get to meet
He's
got
that fuck you
Ryan
money,
Dawkins.
That's why you can buy fucking five flask canes filled with wild turkey. Yeah.
Did you drink any of that last
no.
night?
No.
So
pour it out. I just did that for the effect.
It came with alcohol?
No, no, I poured.
He has so much booze in his house, he brought leftovers to my house
I know,
today.
We've already gone over it.
Wait, I just got one more question before we wrap it up. So, 2.5 pounds over your
yes,
back was.
Yes, Jeff. Okay. Actually, the second one, the second
there
one
are
was
rules.
10 pounds over.
Oh, my God.
So, I was actually 12.5 pounds over.
That's a lot of Frisbees.
The plane's
the
in the air. They're like, oh, we got to get rid of 2.5 pounds. Somebody.
That's about 8 kilos, Casey. I'm trying to do the math in my head. But
I don't understand, though, Jeff. You being a pilot, maybe you could explain this. If I take that 2.5 pounds out of my check bag and I put it into my carry-on, what the fuck is the difference? It's still going on the plane.
Weight distribution.
Well, the weight distribution of the plane. But really, the rule exists because you have to have a standard for everybody to follow. Because if everybody just went overweight, then you would be a lot overweight.
Sure.
You know? So, but
that's the.
But,
I mean, you know, somebody ultimately has to physically move your bag, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if everybody's bag weighed 90 fucking pounds, there'd be a problem.
That's another. That'd be another thing.
If
but
everybody,
so they just
like
had to
Casey
come up with an arbitrary
oh,
number.
Oh, I'm first class. I'll weigh
so
80
they came
pounds.
Up, yeah, they
no
came up with an arbitrary number that isn't too
Why are
heavy,
you touching
that
me?
Whatever, that they can.
We got to go. I got to go. I'm right. sorry, guys. I'm
hey,
sorry.
I got this. Leonard Skinner. Leonard Skinner, man. The plane
was their
too
plane
heavy.
Overloaded?
That's why they fell, man.
Ah, okay.
2.5 pounds. All right.
2.5 pounds.
That'll do it. Kyle, thanks for joining us. Thank you so much for the art.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, man,
thank
awesome.
You. I really appreciate
Beautiful
being
picture.
It.
And please take some pictures of you know, wearing your belt out in
yes,
public.
Yes, definitely.
Be
out
preferable.
In public.
Yeah. Just so everybody knows. And join us next week for season 2, episode 1.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It'll be season 9 or 10. Yeah. We went through that little phase.
It'll be Chicken Duck 101.
Would be season 9, episode 3.
I must say, though, you guys have come a long way, like, since your first episodes. Like,
oh, God.
Man, they are so good now. Like, lately, the episodes are getting better and better, so.
Thank you,
man. Really appreciate it.
Sometimes I actually try. Often depends on how many Jamesons.
I do miss Jimbo, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do, too.
He's Jimbo like that guy. He's like he's the guy from the videos we were watching.
He's gonna be home again, I think, next week or
he
something.
He was home last week.
No, he's home this coming next weekend.
Oh, great.
What calendar are
Unfortunately,
you
we can't record, so. Is it over?
You didn't do the sign-off.
Well, guys.
It's emotional.
It's been emotional.
Goodbye.
There it was. Loot Crate.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand. You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring, waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring. Well, it's all
somebody plays
at the end of the line,
the purple haze.
Well, it's all right, even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right, if you got someone to love. Well, it's all right, everything will work out fine. Well, it's all right, we're going to the end of the line.
Don't have to be ashamed of the car I drive. I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that.
The end of the line, of the line.
And it don't matter if you're by my side.
The end of the line,
I'm satisfied.